Chapter 3 Tully was brooding. If he played with his gun anymore, his palms would go numb, Jude thought. This had been going on for 3 days. "What's eating you?" she asked. He paused over the stack of hefty books he was slowly banging his head on. Dark amber eyes peered at her from beneath a coal-black cowlick. Even with his wavy hair cut shorter than usual, his deputy uniform, and the muscles he'd developed on the Bowflex that occupied their holding cell, he looked like an overgrown kid. "Friday sure came around quick," he said dourly. "Yep, sure did." Jude figured he was stressing about the investigation. So was she. They hadn't made a whole lot of progress, and Smokum had failed to turn up the key evidence Tully had fantasized about. He had, however, sniffed out a trash bag containing $2,000 in cash and checks belonging to a local gas station. No prizes for guessing what Bobby Lee Parker and Frank Horton had been looking for that day at Slick Rock. "Tell me something," her gloomy subordinate said. "What would you give to a young lady?" Jude blinked. Mercy's face loomed in her mind's eye, its pale perfection flushed. She could hear her gasping and groaning in the throes of orgasm. Instantly, wetly, she ached for another assignation. They hadn't spoken since that day. Jude tried not to conclude she had disappointed Mercy in some crucial way. Should she have kept her handcuffed, after all? With an air of frustration, Tully asked, "When you were younger, what kind of gift did you like getting? I read as how women don't like chocolates because they're worried about their figures, and flowers could bring on a hay fever attack." "You're trying to choose a gift for a young lady?" Jude kept her face and tone free of astonishment. Tully had a girlfriend? He'd never mentioned one, and he seemed so excruciatingly shy around women, she'd assumed he was single. "I already chose it, but I don't want to send the wrong signal." "What signal would that be?" Tully reached into his desk drawer and produced a book called The Rules of Dating for Clueless Christians. A skirt of torn post-it notes fluttered around the edges, marking pages for ready reference. He opened the guide and read aloud. "A well-brought-up young lady is easily spooked by expensive or overly personal gifts. She may think you are trying to buy her..."